Blog Talk Radio.
Religion is no addition or contradicting what y'all has mentioned.
It ain't no need for multiplication or long division. No subtraction on any other type of mathematics. Just trust in Yahweh's word and what he say will happen. It's the delight of my soul, the only thing that controls. This is the sweetest of roll that I ate in this hole. You know it's the Almighty, the one who's always right. Then you see the light in the sky, you know what day. And then it's night when the lesser light shines. It's the most sublime, the most profound, the illest sound. Never heard round this town, round this globe. It be the Torah of Yahweh Elohim. Do you understand the things that I speak in these days of the last? It comes past when these people about to fall off the earth like grass with this, like the flower fades. You know how it is these days. People get in play, be it your lies of age. But my words, they spread the flame. I'm most high. And you know how it is. We ain't playing no game. You give me this word so it beats the fire. And y'all be like wood burned up. Tell me that you could ever test black. Never that step back. Let me grab the gas. Quickly they go click to the glass. Y'all can't see how it all comes all into one. Meaning of truth, it be Yahweh. I'm up in the booth doing what I do. Teaching my youth. Y'all can't better know the truth in here. There's no spears, there's no squares. There's only one Yahweh, the Elohim. Mama, son, it's Yahweh. I'm done, done.
Foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, all that is therein is, by saying hallelujah, praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous, Yah is holy, let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has allowed us to come before you another day, bringing to you his great, holy, and exalted words, even the words of the truth. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1910 anniversary, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth. Well, y'all ordained me to tell you the truth, and this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our king, he's our judge, he's our lawgiver, and Yah is our only savior, and not just a Israel. Yah is the Savior of the world. And I praise the mighty Yah for once again allowing me to come before you, bringing to you his truth. The brothers have been doing, the teachers have been doing a great and marvelous job filling in, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And when I left off teaching, I was teaching on the various books of scriptures. and we dealt with the book of Genesis, we will have an opportunity to recap it. We dealt with the book of Exodus, but then we were getting into the book of Leviticus, and I got some really, really good things for you. In the book of Leviticus, as well as the latter part of Exodus, before we get into Numbers and Deuteronomy. But before I deal with any of the books of the scriptures, my daughter had asked me a very important question that I felt like I needed to address today. She asked me, what is the purpose, the expectation, the goal of raising our children? What is the purpose? What is the goal? What is the expectation? And I let her know that the expectation for our children, as well as their goals, as well as their purpose. The scripture teaches us, train up a child in the way it should go, and when he is old, he shall not depart thereof. So children must go through a certain type of training. This training that our children must undertake is, I call it, the order of the Hebrews, or order of the way of the Hebrews, rather. Because there's a certain order that's fixed in the scriptures that our children have to be trained in from day one. So we're going to dive right into showing you how that order looks, how you should be raising your children, but this is what you're going to find. You're going to find that this is not only the way you should be raising your children, this is the way in which Yah, the essence, Yah is looking from you. And Yah deals with cycles. He repeats everything. And so this way of the Hebrew should be cycled just like everything else. But first, let me show you why this is so important. If you go to the book of Jeremiah, I stated before, we got some good things, teachings ready and prepared for you concerning the various books of the law. So today we're going to deal with the Hebrew way of things. The only reason why we're not just saying the Hebrew way of things, because there's a certain order to the way of the Hebrew. You just can't do things in any kind of way. As a matter of fact, that's exactly why we find ourselves in great confusion where the thing crooked has to be made straight. In the book of Jeremiah, the 6th chapter, the 16th verse, this is what it says.
Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16. Thus saith Yahweh, stand you in the ways.
Stand you in the ways.
And see.
And what are we speaking about? We're talking about the order of the way of Hebrew, not just any Hebrew, but Hebrew Israelites. Go ahead.
Stand you in the ways and see.
And look and see.
And ask for the old path.
And then once you do this, you got to ask for the old path.
Where is the good way?
Because that's where you're going to find the good way.
And walk therein.
And once you find it, you got to walk therein.
And you shall find rest for your soul.
And you're going to find rest for your soul, but nobody want to look to the past. Nobody want to go back to the old way. And nobody want to listen to the elders. Here it is. I'm a teacher who's been teaching for about 30 years now. And in these 30 years that I've been teaching the Creator's Word, and not just teaching, if I've been teaching approximately about 30 years, of course, you know, I'm not 30 years old. So a lot older than 30, which means this, that I've been around, I've seen things, I've experienced things, I've learned things, and so I can show people things, tell people things. But then you will have a younger generation that don't want to hear nothing from the old, nothing from the age, nothing from the experience. They want all. To the extent that when you go to try to teach them or show them, they will challenge it as if they are the experience. They're the old. And there is no prominence that you have over there. When the scripture says, very plainly, say, it says, thus is Yahweh standing the way. You want to know what way. And see, what are you looking at? And ask for the new path. It didn't say ask for the new path. It said ask for the old path. Now, who's going to know the old path better than the old? Better than the elders, better than the age, better than the ancient. And let me tell you the answer you get when you ask for these old paths. And it says you're going to find them for yourself, but watch the very next thing you see.
But they say,
now this ain't what you said, and this is not what I'm saying. This is what Yahweh saying they said, because Yahweh know everything. And what do they say?
They said, we will not walk therein.
I'm not doing that. I'm not going back to the old path. I'm not dealing with that. You just don't know. You just, this is a new time. It's a new dispensation. We're smarter now. We don't even have to go to the library today. We can just Google it. So they said, we're not going to walk there. We're not walking like they used to walk. And what do it say?
Also, I said, watchmen over you, say, listen to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not listen.
Not only are we not going to walk there, but we're not even going to listen. Wonder the people don't know the old ways. No wonder they're not listening to the old ways. No wonder the crooked things have to be made straight. Because the younger generations, they know more than the older generations, the elders. They think they got it all figured out. And nothing, and I mean nothing, is figured out at all. And this is what you gotta know about the order of the way of a Hebrew. And why do I say the order of the week? Because there were certain things ordered by Yahweh from the beginning. The Hebrews did not come up with their own way, even though they're doing their own ways today. No, their way was ordered. Did not it say, stand you in the ways and see as for the old paths? These old paths were nothing that came from a man, and there was nothing that came from somebody old. This came from the ancient days himself. In other words, he was before the day even came. He the one made days. So I want to give you the proper perspective on this lesson, the order of the ways of Hebrews. It was my daughter who asked me, what is the expectation of our children? What are their goals? What is this thing all about when it comes to our children? It's easy to say, well, train up a child in the way it should go, and when he's old, he shall not depart. Train up how? And you might say, well, according to the laws, commandments, statutes, and judgments. Well, that is how you execute the way. But without knowing the order of the way, you have no vision. You have no vision. And where there is no vision, the people perish. And let me show you this way. The first way, I'm going to show you all the ways, and I'm going to show you how in the century this is to our people. We're in the book of Jeremiah. So let us go to the book of Jeremiah, the 29th chapter. And even though I'm starting in Jeremiah, I'm going to take it all the way back to Genesis, just so you can see for yourself how old this way is. Jeremiah 29. If he is in the last days, his way still is not being executed. This is the foundation of being a Hebrew. Watch what the scripture says in Jeremiah 29:4.
Thus saith Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, all that are carried away captives, whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem to Babylon.
In other words, this is Yahweh giving instructions to a people who will become slaves. And what is Yahweh telling the slaves to do? The fifth verse.
Build ye houses.
The first thing he told the Hebrews, even in slavery, build ye houses and dwell. Now, what lesson, what family, and what man is teaching this to his children? And not only teaching this to his children, but in addition to that, he's showing, demonstrating to his children that this is what must be done first. Why do you think we call it the order? Because there's a certain order, certain things you got to do first. Then you can get to the next thing. But this is number one. Build ye houses and dwell in them. And you're going to find building a house is not just like what our people think. They think building a house is going to get some lumber and just building a house. Well, I'm going to show you otherwise. Number two.
And plant gardens.
And now they go ahead.
And eat the fruit of them.
Number two. After you build a house, then it says plant gardens. Eat the fruit of them. You don't plant the garden before you build the house. That makes no kind of sense. Build your houses. Dwell in them, plant ye gardens, and eat the fruit of them. How are you going to plant a garden and you don't have no water? You don't have no way to take care of them, to nurture them, to raise them. This is a full-time job in the garden, because every day you got to attend to them. Every day you got to protect them from the elements and various things that would attack them. Who's going to do that? The one that planted. Who is that? It's supposed to be you, the Hebrew. Number three.
Take your wife.
And this is where our people get in trouble. This is where the trouble begins. In other words, number three has become number one for most of our people. They get them a woman, get them a wife. And then they try to get a house. So, no, that's out of order. Totally out of order. And this is why many of us are out of order today. Because we refuse to seek the old path and walk there in. No wonder we're not going to rest for our soul. And watch what it says. It says, take ye wives and do what?
And beget sons and daughters.
My goodness, here it is. Get you a wife and then beget sons and daughters. We're getting sons and daughters and still not getting wives. We won't even marry the woman, but she got kids. She got babies. That many of the fathers are not even talking, taking care of them. They have become very irresponsible. They don't even know their kids. Some of them don't have a relationship with their children. And some of them, it's the mother who won't allow the father to have a relationship with their children. And then some of them, the father is locked up. But this is out of order. You don't get kids before or children before you get the wife. And we have become very backwards. But that's number three, is that children, sons and daughters, is number four. And watch this.
And take wives for your sons and give your daughters to husbands.
Yeah, in other words, marry them all with like-minded and responsible sons and daughters in your community. And that's a very important step, which is number five. In other words, you want them to produce your increase. Ahead and increase with you, now to get a good increase, their children will have children. Now the children have children, but the children didn't know their father, the grandchildren don't know their father, the great-great-grandchildren don't know their father. There's generations of children that have to be known who produced them, where they come from. No wonder our people don't know the way. But those who do know, they don't listen, because the generations that come after the older generation because this is how they teach you in Babylon. The generation that come after believe that they know more. They know better. And Yahweh never told us to look to the future to see the great possibility of what we would know. This is a heathenistic point of view. They would tell you the sky's the limit. You can go far. Shoot for the stars. But what do they know? The simple things in life that has worked throughout the annals of history has always been a successful path. And all our people are just repeating the mess and the wickedness and the evilness of the past. But they're not going anywhere the good way is. Now watch number 6 in the 7th verse.
And seek the peace of the city.
Okay, number 6 again.
That they may bear sons and daughters, that you may be increased there and not diminished.
Yeah, you don't want to be diminished.
And seek the peace of the city where I have caused you to be carried away captives, and pray unto Yahweh for it, for in the peace thereof shall ye have peace.
Yeah, in other words, you want to pray for the peace. And our people don't have peace at all. At all, no peace at all. Today, a man can go home, and whoever go home, even their children, and they'll be faced with a bunch of slamming doors, cussing, loud talk, hollering, not unity, but disunity, people mad, people not happy, and people crying and fussing, and then they grow up thinking that way. That's just part of life. That's what man and woman do. No, it is part of life, but that's not the way that a child or children are supposed to be trained up in. This is outright foolishness and madness. Who will break the madness of this chain? I see women all the time, they just have all kind of anger and attitudes and mad. I see a bunch of brothers, they just not happy. They can't be peaceful. But who breaks the cycle? I don't care what it is. You can stub your toe and that can ruin your whole day if you wanted to. You can step on the wrong thing. But if you don't know how to control yourself, the whole day can be ruined. But if you have vision on the essence and building blocks of life, you will even allow your heart, your mind, your spirit, or your hands to deviate your life and the future of your children's life. If you're teaching them anything that does not correspond to these very principles of building, then you're not teaching them the order or the way of evil. You're caught up in something else, not in the way that they should go. And this is in captivity, the world. war. Well, let me show you. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 20th chapter. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 20th chapter, because we spend a lot of time doing a lot of things that bring us a lot of vanity. It just don't mean nothing at all. And the very important thing that you should be about, and you should be putting your hands to, is being forsaken and neglected. What's this? In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 20. Let's start at the very first verse, because I want you to understand what this is saying.
When you go out to battle against your enemies with horses and chariots and the people more than you, be not afraid of them, for Yahweh your Elohim is with you, which brought you up out of the land of Egypt. And it shall be, when you have come near to the battle, that the priest shall approach and speak to the people, and shall say to them, Hear, O Israel, you approach this day to a battle against your enemies. Let not your hearts faint, fear not, and do not tremble, neither be you terrified of them. But Yahweh your Elohim is he that goes with you to fight for you against your enemy to save you. And the officers shall speak to the people, saying,
Yeah, but watch what the officers start saying. Because they just going to give them a pep rally. They just going to give them a just inspire them to fight. No. What the officers did was brought them back to the very basic principles of the essence of life, the order of the life of the Hebrew. Now they about to fight, but watch what the officers say to them.
What man is there that has built a new house and has not dedicated it? Let him go and return to his house, lest he dies in the battle, and another man dedicates
him. You see how important the house is to a man, to a family, to his direction, to his origin and beginning, and how he will go to have a foundation and an establishment in the earth. The first thing that came out of the officer's mouth is about a man's house. And then now we just read in the book of Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, build ye house. That was in captivity. But this is not in captivity. This is in war. And the very first thing that Yahweh wants you on your mind is about your house. Yes, you do. Because when the war is all over, all you have is what you have built. So if you have a new house and have not dedicated it, go home before another man dedicated it. Continue reading.
In what man is he that has planted a vineyard and has not yet eaten of it, also go and return to his house, lest he dies in the battle, and another man eats of it.
Don't you see the building blocks? And people ask, what should we teach our children? What curriculum should we have for our children? This is the curriculum. They need to know everything about building. Building a house. And I'm going to show you what it takes. The principles it takes to build anything, especially your house. And then they talk about being a born again. How can you be established, truly established, without these two things? These things are essential, especially for the next thing that you will do in your life. And what is that? The seventh verse.
And what man is he? There that has betrothed a wife and has not taken her, let him go and return to his house. He dies in the battle, and another man takes her.
These things are very foundation of the way in which you seek the old path. This is the foundation. Because once you get a wife, then you're going to have to move along. Then you can raise them, and then they have sons and daughters, and then you can raise, they can raise them. And this cycle is repeated. And then you begin to have cities where you seek the peace and pray for the peace for it. This is the way that you have rest for your souls, but this is the way. Our people will not walk through it. And why? Because the younger generation is not going to listen to the older generation anyway. The women think they know more. The young bucks think they know better. And it's hard to tell young people the truth. You can tell them, but they're not going to listen. Because they know. And they think, except for the humble know, they listen, and they can repeat and execute. But this is the foundation of how children are supposed to be raised. And all this is done under the laws, commandments, statutes, and judgments of Yahweh. Because every order has a way in which it must be done. Yahweh didn't just give you an order without telling you how to execute that order. And we'll get into how you execute the various orders of Yahweh. But before we get into that, let me show you where else you can find this same building block in the book of Genesis. In the book of Genesis, and we're going to start reading in Genesis, the second chapter.
These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth. They were created in the day that Yahweh Elohim made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew. For Yahweh Elohim had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to fill the ground.
In other words, do y'all know what this is saying? In other words, why have a garden? You don't have nobody to keep it. You don't have another. That's why you never build a garden before you can even have a house. He says he didn't even allow it to grow until he had a man there for the garden. And let's see how this went down. Continue reading.
But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the the whole face of the ground. And Yahweh Elohim formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. And Yahweh Elohim planted a garden eastward in Eden. And there he put the man whom he had formed.
So man, he put this man in his garden, and undoubtedly, the man not only was put in the garden to dress it, to till it, to take care of it, but he was in this garden because this is where he lived also. He lived in the garden. This was his dwelling. This was his house. Did not the scripture build ye houses and what? Therein, where do you think he lived? In the garden. And watch what it says.
And Yahweh formed Elohim, Yahweh formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed to his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And Yahweh planted. In verse 9. And out of the ground made Yahweh Elohim to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden and the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
Yeah, because now he has a man. So Yahweh started making everything grow. But he needed a man there to have dominion over the garden, to take care of it, to dress it, to till it, to protect it. Continue reading.
Verse 10. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden. And from there it was parted and became into four heads.
And that's what I tell people. People just think, well, you build a garden, but do you know what it takes to build a garden? How are you going to build a garden and you don't have no water? And you don't have no good soil? And you don't have the time to keep it? And watch it, and protect it, and nourish it. Garden gets sick. Garden get attacked. Garden get things that if you're not paying close attention to, then the garden can die. This is the very first thing a man had to be responsible for and trying to take care of. And from this responsibility, from this job, from this work, then man was able to do greater and bigger things because now man has the experience of what it takes to take care of a living thing. And one of those essential things was war. Was war. But continue.
Verse 11. The name of the first is Pison. That is what encompasses the whole land of Havilah. It's gold. And the gold of that land is good. There's bdellium and the onyx stone. And the name of the second river is Gihon. The name, the same is that encompasses the whole land of Ethiopia. And the name of the third river is Sichem. That is which goes toward the east of Assyria. And the fourth river is Euphrates. And Yahweh Elohim took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And Yahweh Elohim commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may eat freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat of it, for in the day that you eat thereof you shall surely die. And Yahweh Elohim said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him.
Yeah, so in other words, now man got a house. Man got a garden. So it's only befitting that Yahweh will make someone for man and give her the special name of the helpmeet. Because now that man have all these responsibilities of building and planting, it only made sense to me that he would need some help and that it would not be good to help me alone. Not only I think that, more importantly, Yahweh thought that. And so Yahweh will do something about it. How can we raise our children any other way? How can we teach them any other thing? Here it is. A lot of people sending their children off to school, off to college, and not one thing is talked about build you a house. Nothing is said about that. Not from the parents, not from the schools, and not from anybody. And definitely nothing is being said about plant these gardens. Who do you think has got to come from? The Hebrew. And who do they get it from? Yahweh. And how do they go about executing this thing? The order of the way of the Hebrew. You have to order this thing. And the question has got to be made straight. Because we have allowed ourselves to drink the wine of confusion of Babylon. And now Babylon is in darkness. The earth is in darkness. But the Hebrews are in gross darkness. And all of us are in a deep sleep of ignorance. And watch what happens. Continue reading.
Verse 19. Out of the ground, Yahweh Elohim formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. And whatever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all cattle, and to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helpmeet for him.
Yeah, there wasn't found a helpmeet for him. Today, the helpmeet, they, you the help, the husband the help, the man the help, and they the master. I know a lot of them don't want to hear that, but that's the truth. That's how they think. Baby, can you help me with this? Can you help me with that? Can you do this? Can you do that? Can you go get this? Can you go get that? And now all of a sudden, you just a help. But watch what it says.
And Yahweh Elohim caused the deep sleep to fall upon Adam. And he slept. And he took one of his ribs, closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which Yahweh Elohim had taken from man, made he woman, and brought her to the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones, and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall man leave his father and his mother, and shall join to his wife, and they shall be one flesh.
They shall be one flesh, because the joining of together must take place. Why? Because now he has established a foundation that must be built upon. The further building is get the woman and then have a son and daughter. and marry themselves and daughters, all to sons and daughters, that you may decrease and not diminish. These are the ways of Hebrew. And it's not just ways of Hebrews. Let me show you something. Watch this in the book of Proverbs, the 9th chapter. I want you to see this. In the book of Proverbs, the 9th chapter, starting at the very first verse.
Wisdom has built her house.
In other words, it's not just ways of a Hebrew. Even wisdom has built her house. For it,
she has hewn out her seven pillars.
And she's hewn out her seven pillars.
She has killed her beasts.
She killed her beasts.
She has mingled her wine.
You can't have no wine without a vineyard. You can't have no beasts without livestock. Go ahead.
She has also furnished her table.
Wow. Somebody got to feed. Who's he going to feed? Go ahead.
She has sent forth her maidens.
Well, who is her maidens? Who is her maidens? Go ahead.
She cries upon the highest places of the city.
Mm-hmm.
Whosoever is simple, let him turn in here. As for him that wants understanding, she says to him, come eat of my bread and drink of the wine which I have mingled. Forsake the foolish and live, and go in by the way of understanding.
Yeah, this is what wisdom is teaching, because she even had to build her house. You're going to eat bread, but why not the bread of wisdom? You're going to drink wine. Why can't you drink the wine that wisdom has mingled? The wine that you're drinking will not allow you to forsake the foolish and live. The wine that you're drinking make you foolish and die. This is what we got to learn. We got to go back to the beginning. Watch this. In the book of Proverbs 24. I just want you to see this. Because not only the Hebrews have to deal, even wisdom has built her house. The third verse.
Through wisdom is a house built, and by understanding it is established.
And through wisdom is a house built. How are you going to build without wisdom? And wisdom, the only way to get it, you got to seek it. And the only way to seek it, you got to seek the old path. What wisdom is it for you to get tomorrow that is never promised to you? The wisdom that you're seeking, you have to go back. You have to go to the old path. You have to go to the age and the ancient and the elders. And how can you go forward without it? See, if we were in the right type of society, do you realize that the younger generation wouldn't even speak around older people, elders, people who are aged? When you try to tell somebody younger something now, they would debate you. No, no, that ain't it. No, no, I know. No, well, my opinion matters. Well, I got my own mind. And I got my own way. And I can be right and you can be wrong. And of course, eventually, you know, with the elders and the ancient and the older, people say, well, yeah, you go ahead and do your own. You do your own thing. Find your own way. And then you'll see what you think you got, you don't have at all. Not even close to having. Because you refuse to listen. And this is where our people are today. And the only thing that can help you is wisdom. And that's how our house is built. And understanding, that's how you establish it. This is how you teach children the order of the way of Jesus. You got to start at number one. And this is a step that's skipped twice over fold. They go straight to the room, not to the building, not to the planting. Watch this. In the book of Proverbs, the 14th chapter, says, we're a proverb. The very first verse.
Every wise woman builds her house.
See, it says, every wise woman builds her house. In other words, this is not a mistake of a wise woman. Because every wise woman builds her house. In other words, you won't see a wise woman making mistakes in building. Because every wise woman. But somebody would debate me and say, well, it don't say all. But if it said all wise women builds her house, then it would say, well, it don't say every. Every wise woman builds her house. So if your house is not being built, let me show you what's being done.
But the foolish plucks it down with her hands.
It's either one or the other. Either you build it or you pluck it down. Well, why can't that be the man? How you know the man is not plucking it down? Because it says every wife's going to build a house, but the foolish pluck it down with her hands. Because if she wise, irregardless of the fool of a man she has, she still can build. You might ask yourself, why? How could that be? How can a wise woman supersede the foolishness of a man who's supposed to be the head, who's supposed to, the last decision is with him? Well, let me show you. In the book of Ephesians, turn there. To show you that this scripture that we read is the truth. Every wise woman builds her house. Foolish, pluck it down with her head. In the book of Ecclesiastes, in the second chapter, Ecclesiastes 2, and watch what this says, the 12th verse.
And I turned myself to behold wisdom, and madness, and folly.
Yeah, Solomon said, I just wanted to know wisdom. I wanted to know madness and folly.
What can a man do that comes after the king?
Yeah, what can he do after the king? King done did it all, man. And that's what we be trying to tell the younger generation, man, what can you do that we have done? We done did. Here it is. We got this young people, man, and you try to tell them something. No, see, that's not me. That's not you. You're a man, right? What you gonna do that a man ain't doing? Yeah, I think different. You think different. I never have seen a man that thinks different than another man. Every man thinks. But they come up with these slick little new sayings. Don't realize these new sayings were old sayings. By some rebellious little people, younger people, that was telling the other older people. And you know what they did? They laughed too. They laughed at them. And Solomon said, what can be done after the king who done did it all? Watch what it says.
Even that which has been already done.
Even that which have already been done. If we were wise, all we would do is listen to our elders, to the older generation. I don't know no old man but a fool that would tell younger people, look here, man, spend all your money and go broke. Just get credit and use it dangerously and badly. Just sleep with a bunch of as many women as you can. Have a bunch of babies that don't take care of them. Live on the street. Not the advice of older people. When older people give advice, typically speaking, for the most part, it's generally good advice. Or less, you're a fool. So we got to be fools out there. But this thing's already done, and why can't we get the younger generation to understand it? As soon as you start telling them so, they mad instantly. Watch what it says.
Then I saw that wisdom excels folly, as far as light exceeds darkness.
Yeah,
excels darkness.
This was the wisest man said. How do I know a wise woman trumps a foolish man? They come out and he don't do right. This man is this, and this man is that, and he don't fear Yahweh, and he don't do this, and he don't do that, and they got all of the complaints. And I asked them one thing: do you fear Yah? Do you have wisdom? Because if you have wisdom and you fear Yah, then the house can be built. For the scripture says, every wise woman builded her house. But the scriptures also say, but the foolish planted it down with her hand. And why? Because wisdom excels folly as far as light. It sells darkness. They are two opposite ends of the spectrum. A wise person can see the foolishness even before it comes. Because they already know how fools think. Foolishness. Watch the very next verse.
The wise man's eyes are in his head.
See, the wise man's eyes, they are in his head. In other words, everything he's thinking, he's always seeing it in real time. I'm seeing the things that I'm supposed to do. I'm seeing the things that I'm supposed to say. I'm seeing the direction in which I'm supposed to walk. I'm seeing how this thing needs to play out, go down, and how it should happen. But
the fool walks in darkness.
In other words, they don't tell you how to do things. And they just walk in darkness. They don't even know, never even experienced it. Never did it. And they don't tell you how it's supposed to be done. But I think it should be this. Have you did this before? No. Have you? But I heard about it. I read about it. Or I know about it. How do you know? And really, the only thing you know is that you walk in the dark. That's what a fool would do. Walk in darkness. Watch this same Ecclesiastes 2 and 4. Watch this.
I mean,
start at the third verse.
I sought in my heart to give myself unto wine, yet acquainting my heart with wisdom.
And our people doing that today.
And to lay hold on folly.
Yeah, they doing that today.
Till I might see what was that good for the sons of man, which they should do under the heaven all the days of their lives. I made me great work.
He said, I made me great work. And what was the first great work that he made?
I built me houses.
That was the very first great work that he made. And did not we say the order of the way of a Hebrew is what? Build ye houses. This king could have said, anything. I made me great works. I built the tallest bridge in the world. He could have said anything. But he said, I built me houses. And what was the second great work that he said?
I planted me vineyards.
I planted me vineyards. How can a man be a savage without doing these two things? And we think the other things that we're doing is great. That's a great thing that I've done. So did you build your house? Did you plant your garden? And not only that, the most important thing, and are you teaching your children to do this? And let me tell you, no. Children are not being taught to do this. This is not the curriculum that our children are learning. The order, the way of a Hebrew. They're not learning this. They're learning nothing about building. What they learn is about cartoons, the internet, PlayStation, and a lot of other child stuff that will get them nothing. Then you're throwing a little math, a little reading, a little science, a little geography. Still won't help them build because you never get order. This is the king. I built my house. I planted me vineyards. Fifth verse.
I made me gardens and orchards, and I planted trees in them of all kind of fruits.
Mm-hmm.
I made me pools of water to water therewith the wood that brings forth trees.
Yeah, how are you going to build a garden? You don't even have no water supply. You don't have no well. You don't have nothing to take care of. Go ahead.
I got me servants and maidens.
I got servants and maidens because how you gonna build and have not and then don't have no help.
And I had servants born in my house.
And then he had increase. Servants born in his house.
Also, I had great possessions of great and small cattle above all that were in Jerusalem before me.
In other words, this is the blueprint. This is the way, the order of the way of a Hebrew. But this way has been lost to our people. And the young will not listen to the old. It is. In ancient times, when the someone that was elder walked in a room, our people stood up. out of honor and respect.
Why?
Because that was the order of the way of a Hebrew. Today, you can walk in the room, man, I don't care how old you are. You can be 900 years old. You got people, they ain't gonna stand up. They got too much pride for that. They too holy for that. And they know too much for that. So they ain't gonna stand up. The wife ain't gonna stand up for the husband. The kids ain't gonna stand up for their mother or father. And the brothers and the sisters ain't gonna stand up for no person of honor, in position, or anything. And what do you think the children are learning? The same thing. They're learning that you can fuss out and cuss out and fight and slam doors and just act a fool. That's what the children are learning. But they're learning nothing about building, planning, taking a wife, having children, marrying your children off, and seeking peace. Nothing about that. It's not even talked about in order, nor is it done in order, nor is it even on the radar of how the expectations, purposes, and the vision of a Hebrew supposed to be. And look, the saddest part about it is you can never escape it. Watch this. In the book of Ecclesiastes, the first chapter, the ninth verse.
The thing that has been, it is that which shall be.
And the thing that has been is that which shall be. The fool, why can't you understand that? You're not doing nothing new. You think you're smarter than everybody, and you're not. People came before you. Watch what it says.
That which is done is that which shall be done.
All you're doing is acting like former fools that came before you, rather than acting like a former good way, good souls, good people, wisdom in which came before you. Continue reading.
There is no new thing under the sun.
There is nothing new that you can come up with and came up with that some slick way. Now you don't got to listen to nobody. You know better. And you're not wrong. And how you right. There's no better way. Choose. The better way came before you. Just like a lot of people came before you. If you want to know that better way, you better start talking to the people that came before you and learning from them. In the book of Deuteronomy, you turn off. I was astonished when my daughter asked me this. And the reason why, because I just assumed that everybody knew this. But then I realized the moment she asked me, the moment I knew that nobody knows this. Because if they knew this, why aren't they doing this? Watch what this says in the book of Deuteronomy 32. this ever worse.
Remember the days of old.
In other words, the word remember means to memorialize, to remember the days of old.
Consider years of many generations.
Yeah, just look at the past generation. Just consider everything they were doing.
Ask your father and he will show you.
Yeah, ask your father. If your father's not there, ask your uncle. If your uncle is not there, ask your brother. If your brother is not there, ask the other generations. In other words, your father and your brother and your uncle, they were part of another generation than you were. So ask them. Consider the many generations.
Your elders, they will tell you.
Your elders, and they will tell you. You don't have to try to figure out this way by yourself, nor do you have to make the foolish mistakes of the past. You actually can get this thing right. See, a wife today don't have to be in destitute and despair. She has to be wise. If she listens, if she want to learn. But if she don't, you know what she will be? In the despicable condition of the foolishness that came before. That's the cycle in which she will learn and repeat. And likewise, the foolish leader. You don't have to lead in a way that is wrong. You're only leading that way because you refuse to listen. Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask your father and he will show you. Your elders, and they will tell you. Because this thing is not right, it's not difficult. We're only confused by our own wicked, evil devices. But if you want to know the truth, see and walk therein. And I can assure you, you're going to have rest. Your soul. But remember, but they say we will not walk there again. And today, we're plagued with a generation who refuse to seek the old paths, and plagued with a generation who say that they're not going to walk there again. Therefore, the confusion persists. So until tomorrow, Yahweh love you. And so do I. Shalom. Thank you.
Yeah.